The French Revolution Through Visual Sources by Catherine Asterbury. Lecture 4. The Fall of the Monarchy. The king's flight to Varennes effectively destroyed the constitution before it had come into effect. Political clubs, such as the Cordeliers and the Jacobins, lost all confidence in the king and the assembly, and there were calls for the king to be judged by the nation. The fear of and attack by exiled members of the nobility supported by foreign powers also became more acute. Indeed, in December 1791, the Holy Roman Emperor Leopold II, Marie Antoinette's brother, issued threats of war and declared that monarchs from the other European countries would soon join him. The Legislative Assembly first met in October 1791. It comprised of 136 Jacobins, 264 Feuillants, a group of moderate Jacobins who'd left and created their own club. There were also 345 independent deputies. This assembly made a number of demands that the king was unlikely to agree to, such as threats to seize the lands of the exiled nobility unless they returned to France, and the clergy needing to swear a new oath of loyalty to the constitution. The king wouldn't sanction penalties against refractory priests or émigrés. Instead, he hoped that war would allow him to escape. Many revolutionaries also hoped that war would save the revolution by uniting what were increasingly divergent political factions. In April 1792, the king was persuaded to declare war, the same month that the guillotine was introduced. However, in spite of general enthusiasm for it, the war began disastrously for France. Most officers belonged to the nobility and had already emigrated, and volunteers were poorly equipped. In Paris, the radical lower-class population, also known as sans-culottes, accused the king and queen of conspiring with the enemy, while divisions between the political parties became more and more bitter. On the 20th of June 1792, in reaction to the king's refusal to veto the assembly's precautions against a potential invasion, the sans-culottes invaded the Tuileries Palace, where he had lived since leaving Versailles. The king's refusal to sanction a camp of gardes nationaux outside Paris to protect the city had led these armed sans-culottes into the Tuileries to persuade the king to accept the assembly's decrees. The king averted a crisis by putting on the cap of liberty, a patriotic symbol, and he drank to the health of the nation. However, in spite of that event ending well, suspicions that the king was the enemy of the revolution did not die down. On the 10th of August, an insurrectionary mob stormed the palace and massacred the Swiss guards protecting it, while the royal family took refuge in the Legislative Assembly. The monarchy was declared suspended, and the king was transferred to the Temple Fortress for safekeeping. Control of the government was no longer really with the Assembly, but with an insurrectionary commune which had installed itself at the town hall in Paris. It set up a committee of surveillance with power to detain suspects. September 1792 was a decisive month for many reasons. Firstly, the climate of fear following Prussia's invasion of France the previous month culminated in what is called the September Massacres, where over 1,000 prisoners were killed by the mob. This gruesome episode was followed by France's first victory on the battlefield at Valmy on the 20th of September, and the official abolition of the monarchy on the 21st of September. The National Assembly, now known as the Convention, declared France a republic. There was debate as to what should happen to the king. Some, such as the Girondins, argued that he should remain a hostage, while others demanded his trial and execution. In January 1793, following a trial, the deputies voted publicly on the rostrum for the fate of Louis XVI. He was condemned and guillotined on the 21st of January 1793. The Queen's execution would follow later that year on the 16th of October. While Louis XVI's death satisfied the radical working class sans-culottes, it did not solve the problem of divisions within the Assembly, and it earned France far more enemies than friends throughout the rest of Europe.